from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
John, let's talk for the first time this season to the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni. As I mentioned earlier, will be a weekly guest on our show. I would think typically on Tuesdays, as he was last year Tuesdays, often in the 8 o'clock hour, but with the Eagles with a different week this week, coming from the Friday game in Brazil into a Monday game, obviously home for their, I guess we can call this true home opener. I guess we can call Monday the true home opener. Monday night versus Minnesota. Let's talk to the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni. He's brought to us by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia this Friday for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Win tickets to the Eagles home opener and sign merchandise as well. He is the head coach of the 1-0 Birds, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello. And by the way, correction right out of the gate. Seltzer tells me you're playing Atlanta, and that would be my mistake.
You got the Kirk Cousins team wrong.
I did. Yeah. I can guarantee you the Kirk Cousins thing is what it was. Nick, hello. Thanks for joining us. And by the way, congrats on the victory. I know it must have felt fantastic to start the season off with a win there.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah, it was a good start to the season. Got a lot of things to clean up, but to go on the road. I guess it was a home game, but to go on the road and get a win, that's always a good thing, especially to start the season.
You know, Nick, I was watching you coach that game the other day, and one of the thoughts that went through my mind is it's got to be great. I mean, it's the first time you've coached a game in the NFL with Saquon on your team. What is it like for those 3 hours knowing you've got a player of that caliber on your squad?
Yeah, he's a big time player, and we've been seeing it through camp. We've seen it obviously on the opposite sideline as well. But to have him on our team and to have that type of guy on our team, the type of player, the type of teammate, knowing he can change the game anytime he touches the ball, which he did, was huge for us and was huge for us in that game. So he played a great game and both running the ball and catching the ball. And he's a great leader, great teammate. And so love having him on our football team. Look forward to the type of year he can have as an Eagle.
It was so awesome to see the 26 touches. How do you balance Saquon's usage for health purposes, Nick? 26 touches, is that sustainable?
Yeah, I think what you do, like you go into every single game, like what do we have to do to win this game? And you have a plan going into the game, and then things change in the game. You got to adjust, and we're going to do what we need to do to win every single game. If that means Saquon touches the ball 50 times, Saquon touches the ball 50 times. If it means he's got to touch it 10, you got to touch it 10. But you kind of manage him. You end up managing him through the week of practice, right? Because there's more knowns you can manage it during practice. When you get in the game again, every game's so crucial. Every game's so critical.
Sure.
Like we play 17 games. We got to do what we got to do to win that game. And the situation of the game. I mean, we're on why do carries get that high sometimes? Where it's 26 or 24 carries, I believe he had because he had two catches. It happens because you're in 4 minute football, right? So we're at the end of the game with 7 minutes. Like, love the fact that you can finish the ball, you know, almost finish the game and take as much time off the clock as we did in our 4 minute drill. And so Saquon got a lot of carries there in that time too, right? And we threw the ball a couple times in that one, and it was really good plays by Jalen and Devontae that helped us run that clock down to giving them the ball back with 24 seconds. But when you have leads in games, you know, sometimes those carries go up even more than you were anticipating, especially when you get to these four-minute drills. So every game's a little different, but every game is so critical in the NFL, and we'll do everything we can do to win each game, and then we'll have a plan for how we rest them throughout the week.
Sure. It's managing the body is important. And, you know, when I played, it reminds me when Donovan McNabb was constantly reminded to protect himself by Andy Reid and his staff. You know, are you and your offensive staff reminding Jalen to get down early to protect himself too?
Yeah, always. His health is so important, and you know, he's got to make sure that when he can step out of bounds, he steps out of bounds, which he had a couple of those. But then Jalen's such a powerful runner, you know, he had a huge conversion in the 4 minute off of a pass that turned into a scramble where he lowers his shoulder and gets three extra or four extra yards. That was a powerful run too. You know, and so Jalen's got a good feel for when to go down and when to fight for some extra yards. We're always advising him to make sure he protects himself. But also we're trying, you know, scrambles, you know, it's on him, like planned runs. That's on us, for us to make sure that we're doing the right schemes, that we don't put him in danger. Now, you know, every run's a little bit different, but that's in the forefront of our mind every time we put a quarterback run in or a quarterback read play in, is how are we protecting Jalen on this play?
Sure. We as fans were just trying to figure out why Jalen looked like so quick and sprightly during camp, but on Friday, you know, I'm told I'm making excuses for Jalen, saying that the field was, you know, not where it needed to be for him to look as quick as he did during camp. Is there something to that, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I thought he looked quick. I thought he looked fast. I thought he made some plays with his feet when he needed to make plays. You got to remember this too, like, that team, as you could see for that team, like when it did turn into a scramble, they had a guy that was responsible, you know, for Jalen, when he would scramble, right? So they weren't rushing. You know, they would have a game on, and, you know, up front, and one of the guys was responsible for the edge. You can kind of see that with the contain and then how they would chase. And so, you know, they're putting themselves in position to do that. And I think that's always key to remember, like, you know, that there people, and that really helps our, you know, our offensive line when they're so concerned about Jalen rushing or running the ball and becoming a runner after a pass play, you know, the second play. You know, that's a big deal, and they're taught, like, those D linemen, you know, that was a good D line we played too. Those D linemen are told, do not let this guy out of the pot. You make sure you set this thing wide, make sure we group rush to make sure we don't let him out of the pocket. So I don't think it's the thing that has anything to do with Jalen's athletic. Jalen didn't get slower from camp to the game, you know. It's more about the rush and how they tried to contain him, and you know, so that kind of looked that way. I think that can present itself that way sometimes.
That's really good to hear.
Nick Sirianni here with us on WIP, as he will be on a weekly basis, typically on Tuesdays. Nick, let's talk a little bit more about Jalen, this time in the passing game. So, obviously, some really good stuff Friday and some stuff that wasn't. What is the challenge for you as a coach and the coaching staff of how to smooth out the rough edges of him in the passing game? I mean, for me,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My standpoint watching Friday, it was primarily a decision-making standpoint. It's not how he throws the ball, but it's when and where he throws the ball. How do you, as a coach, kind of smooth out those rough edges?
I think we have a lot of rough edges to smooth out, from the entire game. And you're trying to grow each week. To get better each week. And so that's going to start, yesterday the players had a lift. We didn't, with this being a long week, playing Monday night, we get them today. So, we'll be able to watch the tape with them today. And so that's going to start in the film room of, first with our team meeting and kind of talking about the mistakes that we made, good plays that we made too. You don't go in there and talk about the mistakes that we make, but you talk about the good ones too. But you're really, everyone needs to be self-critical of themselves, including myself, and because that's the only way you can get better. And so I'll start in the film room about some of the detail mistakes that we made. Right, we didn't tackle well enough in this football game. Different factors that go into that, but it comes down to us and our fundamentals. And it doesn't matter if it's whoever it is that's playing football, if it's if it's St. Joe's Prep, if it's Temple, if it's the Philadelphia Eagles, if you don't tackle well enough, you're not going to win a lot of football games. So we got to tackle better. And then we got to take care of the ball better, right? Because that's the biggest stat that goes week in, week out, is how did you take care of the football? And so we didn't do a good enough job there either. And so it's us putting them in the right positions to succeed, and it's them being able to, and the players being able to execute. Well, those are the main things that we gotta fix with taking care of the football. But Jalen made some unbelievable plays in that game that without those plays, and did he make some mistakes? Yeah, but we all made mistakes in that football game. But without some of the plays that he made, particularly down the stretch of that 4-minute drive to with some of those passes to Vontae, he put us in position to win that game that we did.
Nick, you said something after the game I found fascinating, and I was glad you said it. So you said after the game you want the team to enjoy the win. Now, on the surface, it's like, well, of course, obviously. But it seemed to me like you were making a point, perhaps in reference to last year, to, let's not get bogged down in trying to be we want to be perfect, right? But there's only so perfect you can be. I mean, it's not an achievable goal to be perfect. And enjoy the accomplishment of winning a game. Was that a particular point of emphasis for you with this team this year, prior to week one, after week one, to say, hey, let's remember a win is a win and enjoy it?
Yeah, I think that's something that, through some of my talks with other coaches, our talks as a leadership council within the team, we want to make sure we're enjoying the journey, right? And you can get so bogged down with your expectations and this and that, and you can't live out your expectations for the entire year in one day, right? It's a day by day, your habits every single day. You can only win one game at a time, and you can only lose one game, and you can only lose one game at a time. And so it is about enjoying the journey. And a connection of a team is what makes you want to be a part of this team, right? And obviously we have great jobs being football coaches and football players. But one of the things that makes it the best is that connection and the team. Like that's the best thing about being a football coach is that I'm still on a team. And you got to enjoy moments. You know, it's so hard to win in this league. Particularly, there's a lot of circumstances that went into this last game, you know, with the travel, with all the different things that went on. It's so hard to win. You got to enjoy it. You got to make sure that, yeah, we got things to clean up, but, you know, we got to enjoy this, you know, when we win. And I think that, you know, that's so important. And, you know, that's something that we're focused on. And, again, that doesn't mean we're not upset by mistakes that we made, that we're not working like crazy to fix those mistakes. It is just, though, that can we be, you know, in the moment and be so excited that we beat a good football team, you know, in Brazil to open up the season. Like, there's 16 teams today that are 0-1, and there's 16 teams today that are 1-0, and we're 1-0. And we're going to enjoy that. We're going to celebrate that, and then we're going to get back to work and make sure we fix the things that we need to fix, you know, to make sure we can go 2-0.
Nick, is Devin White on board to be a backup linebacker on this team?
Yeah, Devin's had a good camp. You know, obviously he tweaked his ankle the other day, and he's had a good camp and been a great teammate from day one, and works his butt off. And so I'm excited that Devin's on this roster.
And Nick, let's talk about Brandon Graham. He's going to join us in just a moment here. I don't know if you know. Tell me if you do. Do you know that by playing in Friday's game, he set a franchise record, the first player in the history of the organization to get to year 15? He passed Chuck Bednarik, who had gotten a 14. Did you know that?
No, I did not. That's awesome.
It's an incredible accomplishment.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's incredible. And he played a really good game. You know, he has so much energy. He brings so much energy to this building, to this team, so much positive energy, you know, and we need that. We need that pod. There's so much negative energy in just the world right now, you know, and we need everybody. I would say this, everybody in their business, everybody in what their place of work needs a Brandon Graham. Somebody that comes to work every day that's so excited to be there, that's so excited to be a good teammate, that's so excited to be a good defensive end. And, you know, like, so I love having him on this team. And year 15 and passing, Chuck Bednarik for, you know, most seasons. I love that. And by the way, he was knocking the hell out of people in that game. Like, what one thing that I thought he did so well in this game, he showed – you know, you want to be physically tough every single game you play. You want to be this is still a game that the toughest team has the best chance to win, right? And so you preach that, you talk about it all the time, and he was so physically tough in this game. A tight end tried to block him. Any time a tight end put his hands on him, he's knocking him 4 yards back in the backfield. Anytime that the defensive tackle was trying to reach him or get him kicked out, he collapsed the hole. Like, He is a physical dude, great teammate. I hope you guys at WIP have somebody that brings the energy of your group up like Brandon Graham does for us.
That's called James Seltzer. That's called
James.
Seltzer.
All right, there you go, James.
Who it is? It's Ava Graham. That's who it is. All right.
Okay.
Nick, congratulations on the victory. Good luck, obviously, on Monday night versus Atlanta. And we're very, very happy to have you as a part of the show again this year. Good luck on Monday. Thank you, Nick.
All right, thanks, guys.
You got it. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.